Mr. Badawi just announced the dissolution of Parliament. Are you at all surprised that he would call this dissolution, forcing the Election Commission to call an election before you're allowed to run?
We have proposed or made a challenge to him to allow me to run, and because the election is not due until middle of 2009. Clearly, he has announced this date and calling for an elections, giving possibly the shortest campaign period in any democratic country of 7 days, and to deny me my right to participate in the elections.
Just a couple of months ago, your party and several other parties combined in Penang to distribute seats amongst each other. In your speech at the Foreign Correspondents Club, are you going to talk about any widening of that collective agreement?
Yeah, we have actually reached a consensus in most states. We are working only one or two more contentious states. But otherwise, in almost 80 to 90% of the seats, will be one opposition candidate versus a Barisan National ruling government candidate.
Will you be openly electioneering during the campaign, not for a seat yourself because you're not allowed to stand, but for your party?
Yes, I will do that, precisely that. But you know, the process is flawed because we have no access to the media, and we have not even to date cleared the electoral roll list. There are a lot of phantom voters, a lot of voters being transferred out of their constituencies. It's a major, major fraudulent practice.
Is this something that you hold to the Election Commission to sort out, or is this something that the government itself has to sort out?
Well, the Election Commission is not independent. Every time it's submitted, they say, well, we'll look at it, and that's it. The matter rests. And then that is also the reason why the last few months there have been massive campaign, including massive demonstrations in Kuala Lumpur, protesting and the conduct of the Election Commission. But clearly, Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi is completely oblivious to that fact. And nothing has been done to repair the damage and the credibility of the Election Commission. Just like the present ongoing Royal Commission that has tarnished the judiciary. But no action has been taken against all the evidence submitted against existing and former judges.
Do you believe that a combined form of your party and the other parties that you might cooperate with might, if you were to be successful in the election, could form a unity government?
Well, the Justice Party that is led by presently by my wife, the Democratic Action Party and the Islamic Party, are working independently but agreeing on one candidate against the ruling party candidate. But notwithstanding the flaws and the fraud, that would derail the actual results. So I remain quite, cautiously confident that we'll make a major impact in these elections.